I want to briefly talk about the second coming of Christ. In Thessalonians, it's called the day of the Lord. In 2 Peter is called the day of the Lord also. I picked this because I say there's going to be two camps when Christ returns. There's going to be those who meet him in the sky and those who don't. And to ask ourselves, where do we want to be on that day? Because it's coming, according to Paul, that day is coming. In 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18, reads, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. But if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." The Thessalonians were having a trouble understanding what was happening with the ones who had died in Christ. So they were worried about that, and Paul had to come and reassure them that they, like them, would also rise to meet Christ. In chapter 5, verse 2 tells us, "For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all children of the light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." So we're always looking for this day to come. We always want to be ready. We don't want to be like the person who fell asleep and the thief caught him asleep. We always want to be looking for his coming and being prepared for that. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and I'll read from verse 1. It says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in his mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand." And when you read on down, we'll go down to verses 10 and 11, where it tells us about unbelievers, how this is going to affect unbelievers. He said, "With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness." That also tells me, when you don't believe God's word, you don't have anything to stand on, because we can stand on his word, and his word shall never pass away, that you might be susceptible to believing a lie from others. So we have to be real careful who we listen to, who we watch on TV, especially guys who are preachers, and they not teach the doctrine that's in the Bible. We have to be very careful about listening to them, because they might say something that sounds good to us, and before you know it, we're following that preacher. So we need to be vigilant. We need to be sober when it comes to this, because the Lord is coming. He's coming, and we need to be ready. In 2 Peter, Second Peter 3:8-13 says about how we should be. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standeth out in the water and in the water. Whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Now, the verses 8 through 13 directly talks to the events of that day. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of the God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Paul and Peter also, they're talking about the day of the Lord, but the main thing that they're describing here is what's going to be going on, and where we should be, and what state of mind we should be in when that day comes. We don't want to get caught like the thief in the night. We don't want to get caught by him. So us as Christians, we are children of light. We are God's children. We are fellow heirs with Christ. So therefore, we need to be always vigilant and comforting one another. We should be comforting one another all throughout this time, so that when that day comes, we'll all go to heaven together.